Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Yeah, right, right. Amen, amen.
Yay. Amen. Amen. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Hey now, great to be back. Welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. We call this the Miss of the Week.
Amen.
Preparation for the Sabbath day. Let me say, welcome to another episode of Sounds of Living Waters. This is Brother Israel, the coming of the year with the Nation of Peace and the Miss of the Week. Bring with our brother Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Little Israel, bringing what?
That kingdom state of mind.
That kingdom state of mind. And tonight's precept is Winter Feast, Light Water Earth Style. Winter Feast, Light Water Earth Style. And ain't nobody going to bring it like your brother, Nakomi Swanson.
Amen.
That light water earth style. So without further ado, let's turn this over to our brother, Nakomi Swanson.
Amen.
Shalom, Israelite.
Peace and shalom. Peace and shalom, everybody.
Shalom.
I say peace and shalom. Everyone inside my voice. I'm brother Nakomi Nakamaya. Little Israel, the Nation of Peace, Israelites, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We about to get started, people, without delay. Like I said, we're going to go through a lot of things tonight. So we're going to get started without delay. So I ask that all the brothers uncover their heads and face east. All sisters, cover your heads, face the east. Brother Isaiah, bring a reading of your choice, and we're going to get started with the lesson.
Amen. All right, amen. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Yea. In heart ye work wickedness, yea, weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear, which will not hearken to the voice of the chambers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters which run continually. When he biteth his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. as a snail which melteth, let every one of them pass away, like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take away as with a whirlwind, both living in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that a man shall say, verily there is a reward for the righteous. Verily he is a God that judgeth in the earth. 3 will take place in the book of Psalms, chapter 58, verses 1 through 11. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Brother Isaiah, can you give us Matthew chapter 3, 1 through 3, as I start all lessons?
Amen. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
People, I can read just before our lesson so we be in line with the former prophets. And Jesus Christ said, this is the greatest prophet of all time, John the Baptist. And even when Jesus started preaching at Matthew chapter 4 and verse 17, he said these exact same words in saying, verse 2, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, meaning preparing for the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of God. In verse 3, verse 3, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. That means a clear, agenda-free path. How we deal with that? With the law, statutes, commandments of God, with the testimony of Jesus Christ. So with that, people, we're going to get started. Okay, the lesson is winter feast. Light, water, earth style. If you have heard me teach before, you know that the Most High has given me a ministry with numbers and with time through numbers. So we're going to deal with the winter feast with numbers and with time. And like I'm saying, there are deep mysteries. There are deep things encoded through the Bible, through numbers. This is why the world that think that the creation and things like that of that sort are just stories, but they are way deeper than just stories. And we're going to, and because I love the high holy days, because all the high holy days are all connected to numbers. People, when the Bible gives you a date, it's very important if you understand the numbers in the dates. So we're going to get into this and see the numbers connected to the things of the winter feast that we are about to go into. I know a lot of people got very different times, but we're all about in the same season. So around about this time, we're all about to start getting to these things. So Brother Isaiah, the first one we're going to deal with is the memorial of blowing of the trumpets. So with that, brother, let's go in Leviticus 23 and verse 23. Leviticus 23 and 23.
Amen. The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 23. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of the trumpets, and holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord.
Stop. And stop. So he's saying, memorial blowing of trumpets. And it's saying it starts in the seventh month, on the first day, or October the 1st. Not the October the 1st that you're going to see on your calendars, as we know, because there's a different clock and different time and different counts that God is working with. And every once in a while, every so many years, is going to line up like you might see it on the calendar. But it's not that way this year. And And so we just got, that's why you just got to know the time for yourself. And that's what I'm saying. That's why we have different people do the feast on different days and things of that sort. But like I'm saying, I don't trip on none of that, people. All of us could be wrong. I'm saying we just supposed to be doing it. Saying all I tell people, do it. At least you letting God know I'm trying to do your will. So I don't be tripping on people about days and stuff like that. I don't even go there. Because when Jesus get here, guess what? We're going to find out. We all going to find out we've been wrong many times. So we don't trip on little things like that. I'm saying I thank God it's in your heart to even do it. I thank God that it's even in me to even do it. So people be having these little petty things. I'm saying I didn't get spiritual maturity as I went on. I don't be tripping on brothers. Oh, they're a week early, they're a week late, they 2 days. No, don't do that, man. They trying to do it. That's what matters. There's so many people that ain't trying to do it at all. So why do we be tripping on these little minuscule things in our nation? Why do we do that? Because we got billions that ain't trying to do it at all. We got billions that's not paying attention at all, people. That's why God put the spirit in me to have nation of peace. I'm trying to bring the peace, people. All these other little things don't mean nothing to me. If I know that you're a brother and sister and you're trying to do the right thing according to the way that God say do it, then amen. Do the best you can, because I'm trying to do the best I can, and I ain't got it all the way together, just like no one has it all the way together. But I'm going to continue. So we see that this Memorial Blowing Trump is October the 1st, but let's show you that some things are metaphors to this. Let's go, let's go into, because we're finna go light, water, earth. So let's get this. Let's go into Genesis chapter 1 and 1. Genesis 1, 1. Because this memorial blowing trumpets, people, guess what? It's like the only feast that starts on 1. Most of the feasts don't start on the 1. A lot of people don't pay attention to that. Most feast days start on like the 14th, the 15th, stuff like that. This one is one of the few feasts that actually kicks off on the 1. So let's get this. Let's get this, Brother Isaiah, Genesis 1:1.
Amen. The book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness.
So in the beginning, there's light. Number one is what? Light. See, people, this is a Bible code. There's a light code. There's a water code. And that's an earth code. That's why we're saying we're doing the winter feast. Light, water, earth style. But for the people that haven't listened, I'm going to give you the numbers of the light code. The light code is 147. 147 is the light code. The water code is 258. The water code is 258. The earth code is 369. So these are the three codes that the creation actually breaks down, but as we go, we're going to see the rest of the Bible, the way it's written, it is the break, is all these codes, because as we break this down, we're going to see that what you read in Genesis chapter 1 is in the same order as Matthew chapter 3, 4, and 5 are written the same way too as the creation. So we see the light. Okay, people, this is not the sun we're talking about. This is in the beginning. What is what? It's the word. You know what I'm saying? It is the word that's in the beginning. The law, statute, commandments. That is what the light is. But let's show you in Matthew chapter 3 that somebody else was this light. Let's go into Matthew chapter 3 and 1, which we started out at the beginning. Matthew chapter 3 and 1.
Amen. The book of Matthew is chapter, well, you said Genesis 3 and 1, right?
No, Matthew chapter 3 and 1. We're going to show that the book of Matthew is speaking just like the creation.
Amen. The book of Matthew is chapter 3, verse 1. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Stop.
For this is he.
Stop. Say, check it out. He said, he's preaching there and saying the kingdom's hand. What is John the Baptist doing? He's preaching. What is he bringing? The word. The light. He's representing the word or the light. In the Bible dictionary, it says this is what it says about light. The word of God is symbolized as light. So John the Baptist, he was the forerunner of Christ. He was the light. In the beginning was God. John the Baptist is playing God. If you know the Bible code, you know that God or Father code is the number 3. Well, John the Baptist is a Levite. He's the 3rd tribe. Another thing you're going to learn about, all prophets have numbers. All prophets has a number. It goes through your tribe and when you died and all those things. But these things, the Bible is very intricate, people, once you understand the numbers, that this is not a mistake. John the Baptist is supposed to be a number 3. Because number 3s hand things off to number 4s. Jesus is a number 4. We got a whole lesson on it. But he's a number 4 for one thing. He's of the tribe of Judah. So the tribe of Levi, number 3, hands things off to the number 4, tribe of Judah, just like Moses did. Moses is a number 3 because he also was a Levite. He handed things off to Joshua, who gets the greatest number 4's name of all time, Jesus. So you see things like that. Just like King David is the 39th person from Adam. 3 and 9 is what? 12 or 3. And he handed things off to King Solomon, who is King David is the 48th, which is 3. He handed things off to King Solomon, who was the 49th person from Adam. Well, I'm saying 4 and 9 is what? 13 or 4. So 3 and 4, this is something that happens all through the Bible. So once you understand how it is written, it is all order, and these things happen in this way. So John the Baptist had to be a Levite, handing things off to Jesus, the number 4, because it's been done in the Bible over and over again. It's just the order of the code. It's just the order of the numbers, that's how it goes. So John the Baptist is representing the light. He said in the beginning, God, in the beginning was God, he was the light. So let's get that. Let's go into St. John's chapter 1. St. John's chapter 1, that show you more and more that this word in the beginning is the word, that is the light. Say, let there be light, the light is the word. So let's get St. John's chapter 1 and 1. So we can see that I'm not trying to make the word light. I'm not trying to do that. But we know what it says in Genesis. Well, let's see what it says in the rest of the book about this. St. John's 1 and 1, Brother Isaiah, when you get it, go ahead.
Amen. The book of John 1 and 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
So
in him was
people,
life.
Oh, stop. So that light in the beginning, what was that light?
The word of God.
The word of God. Which is what did John the Baptist bring?
The word of God.
He was the light. The light. He represents light. So we got to understand that. That word in the beginning was not the sun and the moon and the stars, people. that happened on the fourth day. So we got to understand this light that happens at number one, and then you have this trumpet that warns you. Because when you bring the word, you're warning the people. You're getting the people to understand things. When you bring the word, you're stopping the people from going against God. You're teaching them. You're giving them the warning. That's what John the Baptist, he was preparing things for Christ to come. Christ is preparing things for the Father to come. And once he's left, that job has been given to us. So let's show you some more like that. I'm saying. So we got to understand that the word is light. The word is that light. But we gonna get into this, people. Let's get into some of the math. Let's get in some of the math. So, Brother Isaiah, let's go into Genesis. Genesis chapter 35 and 28.
The book of Genesis chapter 35, verse 28. And the days of Isaac were 104 years.
Stop.
And Isaac.
Stop. 104 years is 180 years. Well, people, if you understand the numbers of time, and this is how a lot of us don't understand the high holy days or understand the mystery of God in the numbers is, we use the calendar, and we use the calendar, and every month we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 30, or whatever, 31. But if you were just continuing going on, like I have studied, I know how all the numbers line up in a year because I know every number for number. I know when dates fall far as 1 through 360, or I can go 1 through 360 and keep going past that and going to the next year, which is really when the year starts. So if you want to do a year, you can't start at 1. You got to start at 361 because that's when a year starts. You got to go through a whole year of time in order to get to a year. Ain't no year in the beginning. A year is 361 days. The last day of that, 360 is not a year. 360 is the end of a year. That is the 12th month, 30th day. In time, it is not the first month, first day. It is the, I'm saying 360 is the 12th month, 30th day. So we just learned that Isaac is 180. People, 180 is, guess what? The 6 month, 30th day, or how do God start a day? He starts a new day. It is, guess what? That day at sundown is the memorial blowing trumpets. The 180th day at sundown is the 181st day, which is the seventh month, first day. 181 is the first month, 80th day. Seventh month, first day, or the memorial blowing the trumpets. But let's go and saying, people, hope you got a calendar or a piece of paper, because we're finna show you that these numbers or these dates are put in the prophets. Let's go into Genesis chapter 5 and verse 9. And we're gonna add some things up when we get to this Genesis 5 and 9. When you get it, Brother Isaiah, go ahead.
Amen. The book of Genesis chapter 5, and we're picking it up at the verse 9. Verse 9. And Enos lived for 90 years and begot Canaan. And Enos lived after he begot Canaan 815 years and begot sons and daughters.
Stop. For one, I'm going to show y'all people all through when you read these things, if you understand time, he just gave you time in verse 9. That 90 is the third month, 30th day. Because how do God measure months? By 30 days. So he's already doing something right there. And I'm going to tell you something else about all these dates that's in Genesis chapter 5. I've learned something else about all these things. They're actual dates. And a lot of these are going to, even if you don't do what we do tonight, and I'm going to show you one of them later on when we get to the waterside lesson, that all of these are nothing. I'm saying most of this are important events in the Bible or actual high holy days. But we're not paying attention and catching it. But that's just the third. So when you say 90, that's just third month, 30th day. But read on, brother.
Verse 11. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died.
Now, people, what we're going to do, Enos, because there's something great about Enos. We finna say him because we're dealing with the memorial blowing the trumpets. Well, I'm finna show you that he's the memorial blowing the trumpets by the numbers and by what we're able to do through him. So, people, we're going to add up the numbers of Enos, the 90, the 815, and the 905. And tell me what you get. Let's add 90 plus, I got a calculator later, people, plus 815 plus 905. Can anybody tell me what did they get if anybody did it? If not, I'll just tell you what it is.
Hello?
Okay. Yes,
I
yes, ma'am.
I got 1,800. I got 1,800.
You got 1,810?
Yeah. I got 1,800.
1,800, it should be 1,810.
Oh, let me go back.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. It is.
Okay.
I forgot to carry my one, you're right.
Now, people, if you take that zero off, what number you get? 181, which is what? The memorial of blowing trumpets is the 181st day. But I'm going to show you that this brother is a trumpet. It's in if you look at what's said about him, we're going to see that he actually is a trumpet. He is a metaphor for a trumpet. Brother Isaiah,
yes, sir.
Read Genesis chapter 4 in verse 25.
And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called his name Seth. For God said, she hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began man to call upon the name of the Lord.
What Enos? What we do when we got the Enos? We could call on the name of the Lord. And we could sound off and call the name of the Lord. And when we add his numbers up, his numbers are what? Memorial blowing trumpet.
Memorial blowing trumpet. Wow.
All through there.
Amen.
Every patriarch. Lines up.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Mathematically
so we got
perfect.
Excuse me, Nekamah. We have background going on. You know, we got sidebar conversations. People, please mute your lines. If not, we're going to have to mute your lines. We're trying to have an open discussion. But if you can't mute your lines, then we're going to have to mute everybody's line. Apologies, but we need to get through this lesson. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, people, these numbers and these prophets and what it says about these people, it's all connected to numbers in codes. It's all connected to numbers and codes. If you actually work with the numbers as time, you're going to see a whole bunch of things, because we can take that 905 by itself, and it's actually a period in time. But we ain't going to do that right now, but we could do it. So let's show you some more with this light, water, earth. Brother Isaiah, let's go into Revelation chapter 8 and verse 7. Let's show you that this is consistent all over the Bible. It's Old Testament, New Testament, the Gospel. Like I said, we went to the Gospels. We've been in Genesis. You know, we're going to see that this light, water, earth is everywhere. So if you're just a New Testament person, I just mess with the Torah, if you just, we're going to see, this light, water, earth is consistent all the way through the book. All this stuff came from the same mind. It is very consistent. So let's get this, Brother Isaiah. Verse 8 and 12.
The book of Revelation is chapter 8, verse 12. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun.
Verse 8 and verse 7. Revelations 8 and 7.
Amen. The first
angel I want you to read it very slow, because I want us to catch it.
Okay, amen. The book of Revelation 8 and 7. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail.
Stop. What number of angels sounded, people?
The first one.
Okay, what does the number one represent? Light, right?
Light. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see what it is. Read on.
The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood. And they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up.
Stop. Now, people, if the third part of the earth, or the trees, was burnt up on earth, what would you see in space?
Fire?
A light. Light, people.
Okay.
We got light bulbs. Before, light was by torches and things. The first angel made what? Fire. Light. Light, water, earth. Number one makes what? Light. People, they didn't have light bulbs back then. So when you see fire, it's a metaphor for light. So when it says it's going to burn up the third part of trees, what are you going to see, people, all over everywhere? Light. You're going to see light everywhere. So when you see the third part of these trees burn up, that's a lot of light. It's time to sound what? The alarm. So this is what I'm saying. This is a warning. But the number one thing is what? Light. So let's go, people. We just did a little bit dealing with the number one, the memorial blowing trumpets. But now, let's get into the next day. Let's go into the next day, which will be the Day of Atonement. Let's go Leviticus 23 and 26. Leviticus 23 and 26.
Amen. The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 26. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, also on the 10th day of this seventh month, there shall be a day of atonement it shall be an holy convocation unto you.
Stop. So he said, now the next one, the Day of Atonement, is on the seventh, it's in the seventh month on the 10th day. Okay. So this Day of Atonement, let's show you light, water, earth. Let's go, I'm saying, it says water, I'm saying, because now we're dealing with the water. I'm saying, so it says water in the Bible is used as a symbol of cleaning of the soul from sin. So let's show you right after, let's go right back to Matthew's chapter 3 and verse 13, because we dealt with John the Baptist, the light. The right next thing after that, light, water, earth, let's see the next thing that happened after John the Baptist started preaching. Let's go into Matthew's again, Matthew chapter 3 and 13.
Amen. The
Matthew's
book of Matthew.
3 and 13, bro.
Amen. 13.
You get it, brother? Go ahead.
Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him.
Stop. So we went from John the Baptist was bringing a word, which we understand the word in the beginning was what? The light. John the Baptist represented that word or the light. Now, right after the light, what do we get? Water. Light, water, earth. So he went, Jesus, so we went from John the Baptist being the light to Jesus getting baptized. And then we in the creation, we, you know what I'm saying, we got light, and then we all know the second day is the firmament, which is also water. But we're going to connect this to the high holy days in the winter feast. They go light, water, earth, because it says that water is a symbol for cleaning up the soul from sin. That's what I'm saying. So that's what baptism does for you. It cleans you up. But then let's show you the numbers. Let's show you this in the numbers, that this Day of Atonement is deep in the scriptures, and it's all through the prophets. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 5. Let's go to Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5 and 14.
Amen. The book of Genesis chapter 5 verse 14. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died.
Stop. Now, people, I told you that all these, it's a whole bunch of ways that you can get to seeing what these numbers really mean. If you had a calendar and you did it by a whole bunch of days, if you did years, 910 would be October the 10th. If you went into the third year in the seventh month, which ends in 930 days, but if you get to 910, that would be 910 days or seventh month, 10 days. But if you don't believe me, get out your calculators, people. Again, I want you to take 910 and then subtract 360 or a year from it, and subtract that 360. Once it'll be 550, then subtract it again. Tell me what you get. Subtract 360 twice from 910. Can anybody give me a number?
Okay, I'm going to try it again. 550.
I'm saying, and subtract it again.
90. That's 190.
What people, 190. The 190th day in a year is the Day of Atonement. The 190th day of the year is the Day of Atonement. So, people, are y'all starting to see that this is just not no story? This is way deeper than a story. So we got to understand that. I hope y'all seeing that. So now y'all should know, like I know, that all these things that you're finna read in this chapter 5 and as you even go on are all dates. You just got to know how to break them down. I just gave you one of the secrets of how to do it. If you subtract 360 from the number, and if you actually know the days of the high holy days and the events in the Bible, you'll get them. But you got to actually know the numbers. You got to know the dates connected to the numbers. Like I said, I've studied this enough that I understand the dates and the numbers automatically in my head. So we got to understand that, people. Do you see how this is bringing you to the high holy days? So we got to understand these things. This is way deeper than some mythological story. So this is, I'm saying, this is the water. This is the water. The atonement. The atonement cleans you up from everything you did, just like baptism did. That's why Jesus, I'm saying, that's why when you're dealing with Jesus in his baptism, you're going from the light to the water. And we're going to get to the earth. So we got to understand that. Let's show you another prophet that's going to do light, water, earth, and don't nobody pay attention to it. Let's go into the book of Jonah, chapter 3 and 4. Book of Jonah 3 and 4.
Amen. The book
when you
of
get
Jonah,
it, brother.
Chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Verse 4. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown.
Stop.
So the people.
So look, stop. So here he, what is he bringing? He bringing what? The water, right?
Yeah, the light.
And he crying. He says he's crying. That means he's speaking loud. What is he? He a trumpet. He's being a trumpet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Read right into 5.
So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them.
Stop.
Well,
on the day of atonement, what do?
You fast.
You fast. Do you see this order, people?
Mm-hmm.
He brought the word.
Yeah, I see.
And
it.
Then what?
Yeah. Yep.
And he's bringing a fast.
Uh-huh.
So, light, water, earth, or the Day of Atonement. Memorial Blowing Trumpets, Day of Atonement. Now we got to get to the earth, light, water, earth, which is tabernacles.
Amen.
Go to chapter 4, Jonah 4, and verse 5.
The book of Jonah, chapter 4, verse 5. So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth and sat under it.
Stop. He made what?
A booth.
Oh, what's that? Feast of Tabernacles.
Yep. See it.
Mm-hmm.
Light, water, earth,
mm-hmm.
people. Atonement.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, there go the memorial blowing trumpet. Atonement. Tabernacles. Do y'all think I'm just making this stuff up? I'm just coming up with this?
Yep.
Mm-mm.
Or do you think this is an order? Or this is actual order? We've been in the Gospels. We've been in Genesis. We've been in Revelations. Now we're in the prophets. It is still what, people? Light, water, earth.
In that order.
I'm not trying to make this happen, people. This is what it is. This is the way. This is the pattern of the book. Light, water, earth. Stories are told in this order. Let's go back to that Revelations. Let's go back into that Revelations. Let's go to Revelations 8 and 8.
The book of Revelations, chapter 8 and verse 8. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and a third part of the sea became blood.
Stop. Second. Okay, number two is what, people? Water. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second was a great mountain burning of fire was cast into where, people? The water, the sea. Read on.
The sea.
And the sea became what?
Became blood.
Okay, people, if you know the Bible called, people, what is the water called, people? 2:5. Water and the blood.
Right.
That's number two.
Yep.
The second angel made water and blood. Number two and number five.
Amen, brother. There you go.
People, are you starting to see this order? And some people claim to claim a man made this. People, all this stems from the creation story. I know the numbers from the creation story. And that's what this order and this and all of this comes from. That people, we've, like I said, we've been in the books of Moses. We've been in the Gospels. We've been in the prophets. Now we're in Revelations. It is the way this book is written.
Brother Nakomi, can I ask this very, very quick question? Okay, when you said
yes,
2 and 5, we understand that we're talking about the second day and the calendar of God when he said, let there be light. The second day is the firmament, which he separated the water from the water, 2. And when you said 5 and you brought up the blood, you're talking about the fifth day in the
day
creation.
Day in the creation. Mm-hmm.
Right, when he created the fish and the birds and the things of the sea, which included blood. That's what you're referring to, 2 and 5 being water and the blood being the atonement. Man, go on somewhere with that. Go on somewhere. You're going to turn me into Steve Harvey.
Amen.
No, bro. Like I'm saying, if you you saying you one of the people, you one of the people that been that understands the numbers, and it all stems from the creation. Yeah, the second day is the firmament, which is water, and said in the fifth day, which is the fish people, fish and birds came on the fifth day, which was what? That was the first day that blood was introduced to the creation. So whenever you see the color red, people, that's a number five. When you see fish and birds, that's a number five. So you know how people have this mysticism with numbers? Well, there ain't no mysticism with the numbers. All you got to do is go to creation and let you know what things mean by the numbers. All you got to do is read creation. It lets you know what those things are. And he breaks it down metaphorically and allegorically all through the scriptures in this order. But let's show you another one. Let's show you a water code straight up. Let's show you another water code, all the water code together. Let's go in the book of 1 John chapter 5 and 8. The book of 1 John 5 and 8.
The book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 8. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the spirit and the water and the blood. And
stop.
These three
yeah,
agree
stop,
in
stop, one. Stop, stop, stop. He said the spirit, which is the number 8, which is circumcision, because when you what do you have circumcision? You cut the skin off. So that's a metaphor for the spirit. And he said then the water, number 2, and then the blood, number 5. There go a water code, 825. Or 258, water code right there. All the water together. All together. Let's show you that we know that this spirit or circumcision is part of the water code. Let's go, Brother Isaiah, let's go to Genesis chapter 17 and 12. Show you that this this circumcision is part of the water code. The water code is the numbers 2, which is water or baptism, 5, blood, and the 8, which is the spirit. When you say I'm saying we understand when you in the spirit, flesh is gone. So let's get this. Let's see what this is. Let's see what the real end metaphor of this is. So Brother Isaiah, Genesis 17 and 12.
Amen. The book of Genesis 17 and 12. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations.
So what day do you get that skin or this flesh taken off of you?
Eighth day.
2, 5, 8 people. Water code.
Amen.
Wow.
So we got to understand that. And people, guess what else we know? This is the water code. And we got and it lines up with the high holy days. That this is part of the Feast of Atonement and the Feast of the Feast of Atonement and Memorial of Trumpets. You know why we know that also? That this has something to do with atonement, people? What day is the atonement? Can anybody tell me the date of the atonement?
10th day.
No. What's the date? What month and what day?
Oh, that's the 7th month. The 7th month on the 9th day.
No. It's the 7th month on the 10th day, right?
Right?
Yes.
What's 7 and 1, people?
8.
8.
You can't make that up.
Amen.
Is y'all feeling me yet?
Wow.
Wow.
People, I'm going to show you something else about this spiritual on the 8th. Anybody, can anybody tell me when is the wave offering? When Jesus came back to life, I told you, let you know that this is a spiritual thing. Guess what? The wave offering is the 17th day or 8th day of the year.
Yes.
What? What?
Amen. Wow. Amen.
Wow.
But let's show you. But, Brother Isaiah, let's show you that this atonement is even in the scriptures if you pay attention to it, which is that, which is the number 8, which is the circumcision. Go, let's stay in Genesis chapter 17, and let's go to verse 17.
Amen. 17. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarai, that is 90 years old, bear?
Stop. How old is Abraham? 100, right?
Mm-hmm.
How old is Sarah? Add, what,
90.
Add those two numbers together, what you got? The atonement people, there go your 8 again. There go the circumcision again. There go the light code again.
Hmm.
Wow.
There go your day atonement right there again, which is the 10th day, 7th month. When you put off this old man, which is also a metaphor for circumcision, which is what? Done on the 8th day. It's through the numbers, people. Jesus came back the second time, 17th day of the year, wave offering, which is 1 and 7 is what? 8.
Get them.
I hope y'all people are seeing. I hope
Amen.
Y'all seeing how great our God is. I hope you seeing that ain't no way no man did this.
Amen.
Amen.
But let's go on. I ain't gonna be with you long, people. We gonna go into the third day, which is light, water, earth, or atonement. Going into, from Memorial Blowing Trumpets to Atonement to Tabernacles. So, Brother Isaiah, let's go to Genesis chapter 1 and pick it up at the 9. Genesis 1 and 9. Like I'm saying, people, I'm just going to be brief with this. Not going to take all day.
The book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 9. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place. And let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, an herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day.
So the third day, here comes the earth. So then I say this is light, water, earth. And saying what the earth bring, the earth brought life. It brought life on this third day. But now we gotta connect this with the Feast of Tabernacles and with the Lightwater Code, Lightwater Earth Code. So let's go into Mark chapter 8 and 22.
The book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 22. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees, walking. And after that he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him like look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly.
Stop. So he said, I see men as trees walking. So he's connecting us to that number three because we part of the light, we part of the earth code 3, 6, and 9. On the third day, he made the earth appear and the plants grew. On the sixth day, which is the other part of the earth code, he made us. But let's show you that this is going in the order of light, water, earth. Let's go right back to Matthew's. We didn't get John the Baptist as a light. Jesus got baptized. Let's see what happened right after Jesus got baptized. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4 and 1. And see if we can connect this to the third day in the creation and the Feast of Tabernacles. Let's see if we can do that. Matthew chapter 4 and 1. Let's see if we can connect this to the Feast of Tabernacles. Let's see if we can connect this to the third day in the creation. When you get it, brother, go ahead.
The book of Matthew is 4 and 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward in hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone. But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Stop. Then stop. So soon as Jesus got out the water, he went where?
In the wilderness.
To the wilderness, people. He went to the wilderness, or he went to the earth, light, water, earth. When you think of going to the wilderness, where are you going?
Mountain
to the earth.
Desert.
The earth. Just like he made the dry land appear, that's where Jesus went. So we got John the Baptist as the light. He gets baptized. And then where he at? He out there in the earth. So we got to understand that. Because let's show you something about this feast, the Feast of Tabernacles, which anybody got understanding, this would be around about the time of Jesus' birth. But let's show you it through the math. Let's show you that, I'm saying, if you've been around this thing, the Bible code, that you know everything about the number four is Jesus. Well, let's show you that the feast day is just going to let you know that at this time is his birthday. Let's go into Leviticus chapter 23 and 33.
The book of Leviticus chapter 23, verse 33. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the fifteenth day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. On the first day
stop. In the 15th day in the seventh month, right? Can anybody add 7 to 15 and tell me what you get? Tell me what you get.
Fifteen plus seven.
22 people, which is 4. Okay, people. This feast, the winter feasts, are connected to Jesus. They go up to 22 or 4. The summer feasts go up to the number 23, which is what is 3 is the Father. So the Passover and all them feasts add up to 20. That add up to 21, which is 3, which is the Father. These feasts. Then I say the number 3 hands things off to number 4. That's order. The fall feasts are go up to number 22 or Christ.
Amen. That's what's up.
Amen. So let's show you some more of this. When you're talking about this feast, when you go into the woods, we on some light water earth, that guess what? When I'm saying let's go into Genesis chapter 17. Let's go into Genesis chapter 17 again and verse 24. Genesis 17 and 24. Because all these things are here to reveal Christ and the numbers to you.
Okay, you said Genesis 17 and what now? 24?
Mm-hmm.
All right, the book of Genesis 17 and 24. And Abraham was 90 years old and 9 when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the same day was Abraham.
Okay, no, go ahead, read on. Read that on. Read on. Read 26.
26. In the same day was Abraham circumcised, and Ishmael his son.
Okay.
And
now check this out. This gave us a math problem again. And I'm going to show you that. We always seen at verse 17 that they added that's the Feast of Tabernacles. But now we're going to add all these things up and say, and remember, we added that the Feast of Tabernacles adds up to the number 22 or 4, right? So I want you to take that 99 that when Abraham got circumcised and that 13 when Ishmael got circumcised. So 99 plus 13 equals what?
112.
And 112 is what, people? 4.
4.
But people, we know that 99 ain't nothing but a 9. And we know that Ishmael's 13 ain't nothing but a 4. So let's do that. 9 plus 4 is what? 13. People, 13 is also connected to Jesus because 13 is the day that what? Jesus died.
Man.
So you see how these numbers to these feasts, light, water, earth, then guess what? It adds up to Jesus, adds up to the number 4. The date of the tabernacle is connected to Jesus because Jesus' birthday is during the Feast of Tabernacles. So naturally, he started the date just saying number 4 because seventh month, 15th day is what, people? 22 for Jesus for the number 4. But let's continue, people. We got that. and saying, but let's show you that this is still the Feast of Tabernacles. Let's go back to that Revelation chapter 8. Revelation chapter 8 and 10.
Book Revelation chapter 8, verse 10. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter.
Stop.
And the
now, you said the water, I'm saying, the waters became wormwood in the third day. And this is light water earth. But the water became what? Wormwood. People, do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what wormwood is?
It's red.
No, what it is. No, it's a plant.
It's, yeah.
So light, water, earth. The water in the third day became what? Earth. Light, water, earth. Remember we read about the first angel was light. Second angel, what did he deal with? The water and the blood, which is the number two. And then what? The water became what? With the third angel, earth. See, it went straight in a row. So, people, we all know the story of Paul, right? That he got blinded on the road to Damascus. Well, what happened? What's the first thing happened to him when he got blinded at the road to Damascus? He got baptized. But a lot of people don't know what happened right after he got baptized. So that's light. I'm going to show you light, water, earth again. Go through almost all the prophets. So. We all know the road of Damascus, he got the light. Then right after that, he got baptized. But let's see what he did after that. Brother Isaiah, let's go into Galatians. Galatians chapter 1 and 15. Let's see what's the third thing that happened to Paul after he did that.
The book of Galatians 1 and 15. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood.
So he said he said I conferred not flesh and blood, because he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. So he met Jesus in the spirit. Read on.
Amen. 17. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles.
Stop. So he said, I didn't go to Jerusalem either. So he said, when I met Jesus, he said, I got the light. I got baptized. He said, I didn't confer things, but he said, I didn't even go to the apostles. Where did he go? Read on.
Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus.
Stop. Where did he go after he got baptized?
To Arabia.
Arabia. Okay, people, when you think about Arabia, what do you think about?
Mountains.
Wilderness.
The deserts. The earth. So he went from, he got the light that blinded him going on the road to Damascus. Right after that, he got baptized by Ananias. Then soon as that happened, where did he go? To the dirt. He went to Arabia, light, water, earth. He went to Arabia. He went out to the desert. Light, water, earth. But people, we got one more scripture. Hopefully you can see the order, light, water, earth. But let's go to Revelation chapter 10 and 1.
Revelations 10 and 1. Oh, we see in the light water earth and seeing the feast through the numbers, through the prophets. Oh, we see it in these things, people.
The book of Revelation is chapter 10 and verse 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, amen. Verse 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillar of fire. And he had in his hand a little book, and he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice.
Stop. See, here it go again, people. He said his face was as it were what? The sun, light. And his feet was what? Also light. But look how he set his feet. Light. And so I'm going to show you that this order, light, water, earth, go exactly like that. So he's got you the pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book. And he set his right foot upon what, people? The sea, water. And his left foot what? Earth, light, water, earth. Why didn't he put his foot on the earth first and then the water? Because that's not the order. So you see that, people, light, water, earth. His foot had to hit the water before it hit the earth because the order of creation and the order of the pattern is light, water, earth. So with that, people, I hope you got some understanding in Jesus' name. And with that, I thank you for your time, and I hand things off to Brother Job and Sister Rhea. Thank you for your time.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
You can hear my brother name, man.
Well, if I can say something, if we get back everybody to mute their lines unless they're about to say something, that way we don't get all the feedback and everybody can hear one another. So just mute your lines out unless you want to add to the conversation. I just want to say thank you, man. I really, 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 really love the biblical code lessons. And they're becoming more and more evident and more clear to me.
Amen.
Okay. I just want to add this to the piece when you was bringing up the eighth day and what the Father revealed to me concerning the eighth day and how all this tied in with the number eight. And when you was talking about the water, now watch this. I want to go back to when you was talking about the sound you the trumpet, right? When you sound like a trumpet, then you're speaking with the voice of an angel. Well, when we read Revelations 4, it says this. After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it was of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And that's what you brought up in Isaiah, blow ye the trumpet in Zion. There it is. Okay. Now here go the angel testifying of itself. Okay, now. So the angels had this speech of a trumpet. Now, Daniel's chapter 7. And it reads. And it's still 8. 7 and 9. I beheld till the thrones was cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, whose hair was like the pure wool, and his throne like the fiery flame, and his wheels as the burning fire. And the fiery stream issuing came forth from before him, thousands and thousands ministered unto him. There go the angels. And when they talking, they in music.
Amen.
They singing in a certain key.
Amen.
Right? Okay, and they sound as though they're a trumpet, right? Now watch this. He said, thousands, 10,000 stood before him, okay? And the judgment was set and books was open. Revelation chapter 20. Watch this 8. While you were sitting up here, I'm looking at this thing, man. Watch this 8. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 9. Revelations. What is going on with this thing? Hold up. Oh, okay. What is going on with this thing? Okay, there we go. Revelation 20 and verse 9. Actually, verse 7. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his season. So you just went from the seventh day until the eighth day, which is here. Okay? This is the eighth day. Now, Satan is loose. We're not dealing with all of that. But look what happened. On the eighth day, the devil that deceived was cast in lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night. And I saw a great white throne, there go Daniel's chapter 7, in verse 9, which is on the eighth day. Watch this. And whose face, yeah, and I, yeah, verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. There go the circumcision. On the eighth day, right? Okay. Now, you had thousands, thousands stand before him. They were the dead right there, right? Okay. Now, the thousands times 10,000s ministered unto him, right? So they had to be ministering him on what key? Eight. Octave. Watch this. Watch this. He said, so they had to be in the key of octave. Because this is the eighth day. Watch this. It's yes, 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 yes. Right, right. Which means eight. And it says this. That's why I'm getting there. Okay, and it says this. He said, and I saw a great, watch this. He said, and I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, whose face, the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no more place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which was in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and every man was judged according to their work. And death and hell was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Stop. What is hell? The lake of fire, right? It was cast in the lake of fire when? On the eighth day. Now, what's the eighth letter in the alphabet?
It's an eight?
Yes. 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 It's eight.
H?
Yes. That's... So the alphabet is testifying of the judgment. Look, man, I'm sitting up here and I'm just getting all of this.
Yes, you were getting all of that. You were just, oh my goodness.
So it says this. It says, It says the number 8. It says the number 8. It says cardinal. It means cardinal. Ordinal. 8. In the numeral system, octal. Okay? Mm-hmm. Fractions, 2/3. Division, 1, 2, and 4. Greek numeral, H. And what comes up in H? Hades or hell, which is thrown in the lake of fire on when? The 8th day. When there's no more flesh and blood. When is a woman purified? That's another thing he brought up. The blood. The blood of the seed. He brought up the blood. The woman is purified when? On the 8th day of her issue of what? Blood. Amen. The exact same thing. So I'm like, man, listen, man. You can't make this up.
Amen.
I mean, we get the law, right? Because like my brother be bringing up, you know, those things are seen. But what about the hidden things? The secret things, right? Those are secret things. Now, you telling me man came up with that? This far in the book, and all of it keep lining up the exact same way, like water, earth, consistently, it don't move around,
amen.
Like the moon.
Amen. Ouch.
Amen, bro. I'm just saying what the Father was ministering in my head while you was going in. Thank you for sharing.
Amen.
thank you. Any more questions, comments, or testimonies?
Hey, great peace, brother. You did your thing, man.
Oh, you're welcome, bro. You're welcome, bro. Any more questions, comments, or testimonies?
Shalom.
Shalom, sister.
Just in case you wanted to know what wormwood is, it's a European plant that's related to the daisy, but it yields black, dark green oil, and it's bitter.
So the third day, when you read in that Revelations, when you read that Revelations chapter 8 and 10, which is the third, and said it is the third angel, and it said in the third part of the waters, turned from water to what? A plant. They're going to light, water, earth. So these things, I'm saying these things are consistent with the memorial blowing trumpets, with the atonement, with the Feast of Tabernacles. It's all coded. It's all numbers. It all lines up together with each other.
Amen, brother. My math was a little off tonight, but brother, I got what you were saying.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Good reading, brother Isaiah.
Great job, brother Isaiah. Any more questions, comments, testimonies? If not, do we have any announcements?
Well, yeah, brother. Hey, once again, great job, man. It's your brother Nehemiah. Oh, goodness.
Amen.
The water. Well, want to just say once again. I want to thank everybody for their time here from the Sounds of the Water. Our brother Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Little Israel, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, of the Nation of Peace, out of Minneapolis, bringing what?
That kingdom state of mind.
Amen. The kingdom state of mind.
That kingdom state
That's
of mind.
Right.
We, tomorrow night, we got the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study class with your brother Isaiah Brown, who just had her reading.
Brother Isaiah, do we have a pre-sale for tomorrow?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Great pre-sale, all praises. And Lord's willing, tomorrow, the name of the pre-sale that the Father will allow me to bring is called Do Not Wickedly Turn From Our God.
What?
Do not wickedly turn from our God.
Amen.
You know, you know, this precept is not going to be going in a direction that people are used to it being in, because when you really, like, study words and look words up, you know, we already know what wicked is. You know what I'm saying? But we also got to understand that it's a portion that a righteous got to check, that got to look out for. Because it's not saying that, you know, like, for example, if the Lord called you into the light, you know what I'm saying? That fire, just like Brother Nakomi just brought on the table. You know, we got to understand, man, you know, wickedly departing is different from wickedly according to the world. You know what I'm saying? A servant, you can think you are serving to God, right? You think you are serving to God. And if you're not aware, we don't even know that we can wickedly turn from him. And we'd be going to class on the Sabbath day. We could be doing the feast days. We could be doing every single thing, you know, that an average servant do, and not even know that we are wickedly turning from him because of a certain thing that we like to do that I'm not going to say. That's what I'm calling it, a thing. You know, so when you look at this wickedly departing from, I mean, do not wickedly turn from our God, we can understand that there are a whole lot of other things that the Bible talk about wickedly departing from that's not being talked about. Ain't talking about you going back out there in the streets and doing what you used to do. Oh, no. You can start putting on the characteristics of the devil by wickedly departing from him. And we're going to get into that. I'm not going to say nothing about it, but I get him back with that. And just one more time, the name of the precept is called Do Not Wickedly Turn From Our God. I get him back.
Amen. Amen. That's tomorrow evening. Here's the Sound of Living Water, 7 o'clock p.m. You can catch your brother Isaiah Brown with the spirit of meekness and Bible study, spirit of meekness and charity. Bible study class coming out of Peoria. That precept is sound like another Hebrew knowledge deal.
I tried. It went right back that way, so I'm just content with it. It's vain of Hebrew's knowledge.
That's a great, great, great title. You know, do not wickedly turn from your God. So I'm so interested, man, in that precept. So that's tomorrow evening. You can catch that here with your brother Isaiah Brown. Nakomi, you got any closing comments before we close out this eve?
Just hope people just look more deeply into the book, into the numbers. I remember I used to be like, man, I ain't paying attention to these dates and all of that stuff. But I hope you look more into these numbers and look more into the dates and the ages of our forefathers. All these things are for doctrine. All these things are everything written aforetime is for our learning. And I hope you saw tonight that the Most High is really trying to talk to us. And not only is the mystery in word, the ministry is in word, but he also ministers in numbers. So with that, people, I hope you pay attention to the numbers. I hope you pay attention to all the things of God and find something. Like I'm saying, I find something in his word every day through the word and through the numbers. It never gets boring to me. I know he's real. I know this book is real. I know no man had nothing to do with this. I hope you start seeing the same things I see. And just like King David, he said, oh, how I love thy law. And I try to channel in his spirit every time I open this book. I hope you got some understanding in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen, brothers. Well, praise be the Most High God. thank you for the words of encouragement. Thank you for having the courage to stand up before God and testify these things, which I now clearly see. Mm-hmm.
With all of that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time, and we hope we edify someone here at the Sounds of Living Waters. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High, lost, bleed from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.